ready for Halloween? Have you got your flashlight for the trick-or-treat scene? Does your costume fit you? Don't want anyone to slip or fall. Have colors that are seen. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween. Come on, get ready, get ready.
When you're at a party or walking the street, you must check the candy and decide what to eat. Don't take a bite if there is something strange about the food at all.
Don't take a bite of the food.
Be sure it's safe and clean. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween.
Stay close to home. Don't go out alone. Be safe. Have a fun Halloween.
Out alone.
Are you ready for Halloween? Have you got your flashlight for the trick-or-treat scene? Does your costume fit you? Don't want anyone to slip or fall. Have colors that are seen. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween. Come on, get ready, get ready.
Are you ready for Halloween games? Do you know your address? Can you say both your names? If you get kind of scared or lost, just ask another mom to call home.
Just ask a mom to call home.
You'll know you've done the right thing, 'cause you're ready for Halloween.
Get ready for Halloween.
Stay close to home. Don't go out alone. Be safe. Have a fun Halloween.
Ha! Better get ready, ready for Halloween. Get ready, better get ready.
Be safe. Have a fun Halloween.
Wow.
I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume. Watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's Halloween. Little bit of this, little bit of that, itty bitty pillow to make me fat. Wig upon my head, sheet from off my bed, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume. Watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's Halloween. Crazy kind of nose, crazy kind of beard. Don't know what I am, but I look weird. Paint is on my face, powder every place, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume. Watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's Halloween. Matilda's hat, Uncle Louie's vest, no one's gonna know me from the rest. Red pajama top, mother's kitchen mop, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on
on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume, watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's
mystery is simply this. In the worst way, I wanna play Mrs. Dracula. The challenge is tough, but I know I've got the stuff to be just spectacular. Can't you see it in lights? Rosie really meets Dracula.
You.
Me and you.
monsters and we're coming your way. If you want us happy, there's a price you must pay. When we ring your doorbell, we hope you don't say,
we're out of candy.
We might decide to stay.
Ooh, better beware, spooks in the air. We're coming with the monsters, doing the monster rap. Better beware, spooks in the air. We're coming with the monsters, doing the monster rap.
Song about a man that was turned into a skunk by a very, very funny witch. Some time ago in a far-off land, there was a witch who was mighty bad. She lived alone on a gravel road and loved to turn people into a toad. Well, one day when the sun was gray, a young man passed along the way. He saw the witch and he soon could tell this meanie ugly would cast a spell upon him. She laughed and cackled as she said to him,
I think I'll change you to something in. Since frogs are out and all that junk, I guess I'll change you into a skunk.
The young man cried as his face was sunk. But I don't want to be a skunk, skunk, skunk. I am a young man with many a friend. But if I'm smelly, that would be the end.
Ah, well, you're gonna be a skunk, skunk, skunk. So stop your crying and all that junk. So abby-cadabby and monkey dunk.
The young man became a skunk. Well, here I am, a skunk, skunk, skunk. So sad and lonely and my face is sunk. Oh, how I wish I were a young, young man with many friends throughout the land. Just then he saw a hopping toad coming down the gravel road.
Hi, hopping toad, my love I send. I would like you to be my friend.
The toad stopped and said, "Ribbit, ribbit, pew, pew, pew. I don't want to be a friend of you. Pew, pew on you, you, you. Pew, pew, now shoo, shoo, shoo. Pew."
The skunk man then saw a flying bird, and making sure that his word was heard, "Hi, flying bird, my love I send. I would like you to be my friend." The bird flew down and said, "Pew, pew, pew. I don't want to be a friend of you. Pew, pew on you, you, you. Pew, pew." And she flew, flew, flew away. She flew away. The sad skunk then walked off alone until he came upon a little home. He peeked inside, and would you suppose, he saw the outline of the witch's nose. Yes. So he hopped upon the window frame, and then very carefully he took his aim. And oh so surely with his tail bent, he let go of a skunky scent. Just filled the whole house with skunk smell. It was disgusting. Pew! The witch had had it, as all could tell. She could not stand that awful smell. So the skunk prepared for another attack, but said he'd stop if she'd change him back. Ow! You betcha! Another shot of that I could not stand. I guess I'll change you back into a man. So with a wave of her magic broom, a young man again he was very soon. Ha ha! La 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 la. Happy endings, oh I love happy endings. La 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 la. La 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 la. Well, the witch was sorry for all she had done, for all the bad things that she'd done in fun. The moral here is very strange. It seems not everybody wants to change.
Now there's an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. And one night they threw a party manner out of old, and they cordially invited all the gang out. Now what a dark, bewitching hour when the fun was loud and hearty. A notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. Merry making was in full swing. They shrieked and fell into a cheerful trance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now a goblin, he giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now all the witches were in stitches, while his steps made rhythmic sense. And they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bounce. Now you never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groan when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Thank you. in stitches while his steps made rhythmic sense. And they nearly dropped their broomsticks when he tried to do the bounce. Now you never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his
across the street from the widow and her son Mark stood an old house, so old and shabby that some people said it was haunted. Within, all alone, lived an old man. The neighbors wished the house would be torn down. Everyone, that is, but Mark. He felt sorry for the old man. Sometimes, when Mark looked through his window at the house, the old man would look across at him and nod. One morning, Mark wrapped up his favorite toy, a tin soldier with one leg, and carried it across the street to the house. There were carved flowers and trumpeters on the front door. He knocked.
Yes?
I brought the old man a tin soldier, for I'm sure he's lonely.
The servant took the tin soldier and went off down the dark hallway with it. Mark waited. On both sides of the hall were portraits of knights in armor and ladies in silk. They seemed to be staring out at him. The servant returned.
He wants to see you. Just go in down the hall. Just keep going down, and then you'll find him.
Mark entered, and as he walked down the dark hall, the knights rattled their armor, and the ladies rustled their silken gowns, and seemed to be talking to him. He came to a room whose walls were covered with leather. Golden flowers, now faded, were stamped on the leather.
Flowers fade fast, but leather will last. Flowers fade fast, but leather will last.
In the next room, a chair said to him,
"Sit down."
And hopped up and down.
Oh,
it cried.
The gout. Oh, I've got a visitation in my back.
Come sit on me,
cried a sofa.
No one has sat on me for 20 years. Please sit on me.
In the next room was the old man himself. He was sitting there all alone. He said,
"Thanks for coming to visit me."
"Oh, yes, thank you," cried the furniture.
"Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much."
Mark stood there.
"Come sit on me,"
a rocking chair said to him.
"Come sit on me."
"That's a pretty picture on the wall."
"I have many pretty pictures,"
said the old man.
"I'll go fetch them."
While he was gone, the tin soldier, who had been standing all the while on a dusty shelf, said to Mark,
"It's spooky. I want to go home."
"Hush. You mustn't always look at things from one point of view."
"I can't stand it.
I find this house quite interesting."
In days to come, Mark often thought of the conversation. It was several weeks before he again visited the old house. When the house saw him coming, the trumpeters on the door blew a welcoming. Like before. And when the old man left the room to get a sheet of music, the tin soldier said to Mark,
"I can't stand it. I shall go to war."
"Hush,"
said Mark.
"I want to go home."
"He doesn't like us because we're old,"
said the rocking chair. And the old man returned with a sheet of music.
I shall play a tune I learned many years ago when I was young.
But the piano was quite hoarse.
I can't stand it,
said the tin soldier.
I'm off to war.
And toppled head first to the floor. And disappeared down a crack. Search for him as they might, they couldn't find him.
I shall find him,
said the old man, but he never did. The days passed. Winter came. The boy remained at home, looking out through frosty panes at the old house, which was now well crusted with snow and ice. It seemed as if no one at all lived there. And indeed, no one did, for the old man had died. A few days later, there was an auction. Mark stood at the curb and watched everything being carted away and sympathized with his old friends, the furniture.
There, my rocker. Caution!
In the spring, the house was torn down. Then, after a while, a new house was built there. And the young man who brought his bride to live there was none other than Mark, for many springs had passed. He and his bride were planting flowers in the garden when, oh, she pricked her finger on something in the soil. Mark picked the object up and recognized it, his old, now weather-beaten friend, the tin soldier. He told his bride about the old man. How lonely he must have been, said the bride, but how glorious to be remembered.
Yes, glorious,
cried the tin soldier, but no one heard him this time.
Yes, glorious,
cried another voice, a bit of leather wall covering whose printed flowers had now faded completely. In fact, it looked like nothing more than a piece of earth.
Flowers fade fast, but leather will last.
And goblins are coming out tonight, screaming and screeching, they're such a frightful sight. Fat ones or lean, they're nasty and they're mean, so lock your door, for tonight is Halloween. Spirits are hiding, they seem not to be there, but once you start looking, you find them everywhere. White ones or green, they vanish when they're seen. So lock your door, for tonight is Halloween. Skeletons and monsters, scary as they seem, hide beneath your covers. It may be just a dream. Taps on your window and shadows on your wall. Branches all dance at the jack-o'-lantern's ball. Oh, what a scene, a frightful night to dream. So lock your door, for tonight is Halloween.